I don't think it would be sundown wheat because it has the word sundown in its name. India Pale Ale, maybe. This Land Lager, maybe. I'm trying to figure out which Marshall beer would be the best breakfast beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
An IPA is a little too hoppy, I think, so not this machine. Eric Marshall, what's your go-to breakfast beer?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're sitting here in the wintertime, Big Jamoke Porter is not too bad. You kind of get those nice roasty sort of coffee notes to it.
Yes, and you can eat it with a fork and not a spoon because it is it is that stout. I love the Big Jamoke. It is really good. Eric, sorry to hear about the fire this week. First of all, nobody was hurt, right?
Nobody was hurt. That's the most important thing, and it could have been a lot worse. So we're, trying to find the silver lining in all of it for sure.
Started in the business next door. Do you know how yet?
I don't 100% know. Definitely heard some speculation. I know the gentleman was dealing with frozen pipes and trying to thaw those, and so. One can only speculate, but again, like you said, the most important thing is nobody was hurt. And, at the end of the day, the firefighters were able to keep the fire actually out of our building, which is unbelievable. I mean, they fought this thing for like 6 hours, and there were 60-plus firefighters literally frozen.
Yeah, and, the pictures are amazing.
At the end of it, I had several of these guys telling me they were sorry that they couldn't do more. And I was just blown away because I was like, you literally risked your life to save my business. And you're telling me sorry. So, kudos to them. I mean, it was despite the anxiety of potentially watching your business and property burn, it was an honor to watch those brave men and women do what they do. It was unbelievable.
Does the tap room look like a frozen wasteland right now?
We were able to get a lot of the water squeegeed up. We've got some floor drains in the little production part of the tap room. So that was okay. And it smells awful in there, I'll tell you what. So that's going to be the fun part, is trying to get the smoke remediation and all of that. So, I mean, by and large, I mean, we had some water damage. Smoke damage is going to be the big part of it. And then they had to bust out part of the west wall in the tap room, kind of behind the taps to fight the fire from that side. But, in the grand scheme of things, that was pretty minimal. And really, it's considering how involved that fire was, it really is pretty amazing how little physical damage there was. So
you're right. There's no question. The most important thing is that everybody's okay. But the second question in everybody's mind is, can I still get all my beer?
Yeah, is production still going on?
You can still get all your beer. Fortunately, the brewing operations are in a separate building, even to the east of that. So it was unaffected, and we'll be able to continue production without a problem. We've then also shifted. The tap room obviously be closed for a little while, so we can figure out what we got to do and do the renovations there. I mean, you can't be in there for longer than 10 or 15 minutes without just getting a nice headache from the smoke smell, which is pretty unfortunate. Now my whole house smells like smoke. My wife's car, which I've been driving because it's four-wheel drive, so it's that's going to be fun to deal with for a while. But we've shifted to go package beer from our tap room over to the production side, so we'll be able to take care of people's to-go beer needs. And then, of course, our partners that have helped us in distribution and sales through grocery stores, convenience stores, liquor stores, beer still is available through there. So
you guys are so creative. I bet you're already thinking about a way to honor Tulsa firefighters with maybe their own brew.
You absolutely know that those talks started as things were burning.
Yeah.
So,
makes sense.
Again, it's to watch them work, and I'm so grateful for the firefighters and God, I mean, it's just, I'm still kind of speechless at what they were able to do and just the sheer bravery and selflessness.
Some smoky people. Undertones, I would think.
Yeah, right, neighbor. Something with a little char to it. Yeah. I always have a six-pack of this land in the fridge, and I'm going to crack one for Tulsa firefighters and for Marshall later on today. Eric, thanks for being our guest, and I'm so glad things are working out.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and appreciate the love and support.
Eric Marshall, Marshall Brewing Company.